Time is 8:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana state education officials are preparing to release the latest data on how well child care centers and schools in Louisiana are educating children. State Superintendent of Education John White is set to discuss the figures at an afternoon news conference today. The department says in a news release that the figures will detail how well state education institutions prepared students for the next level of learning during the last school year. Sunday, November 11th, is Veterans Day. It is a federal holiday to honor all those who served in the U.S. military. Many veterans who have passed away are remembered through the letters they sent home to family and friends while they were away serving our country. And too often, these letters have wound up stored away in attics, basements, or storage units to be forgotten and eventually discarded. Our Longview, Texas reporter Gary Borders shares a story about an effort to gather these letters and preserve them as part of a unique historical record.
Andrew Carroll, for two decades, has been on a mission to preserve and collect those letters. Carroll is director of the Center for American War Letters at Chapman University in California. He has visited all 50 states and several countries in his quest, including in Longview last July.
Our whole mission is to seek out and preserve war letters from every American conflict, going back to the Revolution, all the way up to Iraq, Afghanistan, and any future conflicts.
A famed advice columnist kickstarted Carroll's efforts.
So back in November of 1998, doing this for pretty much exactly 20 years, Dear Abby wrote a column about what I was then calling the Legacy Project, and we've since renamed it, and it just encouraging Americans if they had a letter to send it into our post office box. And when that column ran, I was inundated with thousands and then tens of thousands of war letters that people were sharing. And so Dear Abby really kicked off this project.
For more information on how to donate and thus preserve letters both from and to those who served, go to the website warletters.us. Reporting for Red River Radio News, this is Gary Borders.
The Red River Waterway Commission has issued a press release announcing the closure of boat ramps due to the rising water on the Red River. These include the ramps in Caddo, Bossier, Red River, Natchitoches, Grant, Rapides, and Avoyelles parishes. The commission says launching a boat into the swift current is not recommended during this period of high water. The boat launches will be reopened as soon as conditions permit the public to utilize the ramps safely. For updates, go to redriverwaterway.com. Weather outlook for the Red River radio listening area. Scattered showers with possible thunderstorms remain in the forecast through Friday, with the rainfall likely ending by Friday afternoon. Current radar shows medium to heavy rain in Natchitoches, moving to Winnsboro and heading east. You can expect a 70% chance of rain today with a high temperature of 56 and a low of 47. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 55 degrees and overcast. It's 50 degrees and cloudy in Magnolia, El Dorado, 57 degrees and cloudy in Alexandria, Pineville, and 55 degrees and cloudy in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.